Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell more than 5% in Monday trading, and Tokyo's Nikkei Index plummeted nearly 4% to a near two-year low. Other Asian stock markets also closed lower. Peter Morgan is the chief Asian economist with the international bank HSBC in Hong Kong. He says share prices took a beating after brokerage JP Morgan Chase bailed out stricken rival Bear Stearns. JP Morgan Chase bought Bear Stearns for a rock-bottom price of $2 a share, a move that Morgan says did more harm than good.
It perhaps exacerbated concern that there may be more other weak companies out there. So I think that was the main reason for the weakness.
Bear Stearns is one of several international investment banks that have been hard hit by what is known as the subprime mortgage crisis. Subprime mortgage loans were made to home buyers in the United States with poor credit records. Many of those buyers are now unable to pay their mortgages as the once hot U.S. real estate market has slowed dramatically. Morgan says stocks also fell in response to fears that China may be raising its interest rate to deal with rising inflation. Late Sunday in the United States, the Federal Reserve unexpectedly lowered the discount rate to charges on direct loans to banks and took steps to provide extra cash to the banking system. The moves are meant to relieve pressure on the struggling global banking system and the weak U.S. economy. However, it did not stop the dollar from falling below 96 yen, its lowest since 1995. The dollar also fell to new loans against the euro and Swiss franc. Morgan says that it's difficult to anticipate when the dollar will regain strength.
The basic point is that the Fed is still easing policy until we get some indication that the Fed has stopped cutting rates, then I think the dollar is going to be under pressure.
Oil soared to new highs near $112 a barrel in Asian trading Monday. Morgan says the falling dollar is to blame for that spike because it's sparking a rush of funds into commodities that are seen as financial safe havens. Also, since oil is priced in dollars, a weak dollar means oil exporters earn less.
Investors are shifting into anything which they perceive as a store of value against the dollar, and oil is one thing. Commodity prices more generally, certainly gold has also been a source of demand by investors.
Early Monday on the international market, gold jumped to a new high of $1,032.35, up more than $30 from Friday. Naomi Martig, VOA News, Hong Kong.